USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is investigating a suspicious package filled with white powder and bearing an image of threatening violence that arrived at Republican Senator Rand Paul's home in Kentucky Monday. The senator takes these threats seriously. In 2017, he was assaulted by his neighbor while doing yard work, breaking five of his ribs. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday signed a measure that he says will protect state residents from big tech's power grab on freedom of speech. DeSantis calls it the Big Tech Bill. It allows Florida residents to fight back against deplatforming and censorship, allowing them to sue tech companies for up to $100,000 in damages for each proven claim. Texas lawmakers approved a bill Monday that would allow residents to carry handguns without licenses. Governor Greg Abbott said last month he would support the so-called permitless carry bill, which would apply to people 21 and older and will begin later this year. USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
The latest on the pandemic's origins, Dan Naraki reports.
A newly disclosed intelligence report shows that three researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology sought hospital treatment in November 2019, reigniting a debate over the origins of COVID-19. Former national security official with the Clinton administration and Atlantic Council senior fellow Jamie Metzl is calling for a full and open investigation into the virus's origin. He tells CNBC that it's critically important to find out where the virus came from.
There's a reason why when a plane crashes, we do everything possible to understand what happened. Until we know other planes are in the air, until we know how this pandemic started, we're all unnecessarily at risk. And that's why from day one, from the earliest days of the pandemic last year, I and a small number of others, and it's great this number is growing, have been calling for a full investigation into all origin hypotheses, including that what I see is a very likely possibility that this pandemic started from an accidental lab incident followed by a criminal cover-up.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As state governments begin a lottery system with big cash prizes for those getting vaccinated, not everyone sees this as a good use of pandemic money. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
New York is kicking off its lottery system for people who decide to roll up their sleeves for the COVID-19 vaccine. Starting on Monday, anyone over the age of 18 who gets a shot at a state-run site will receive a scratch-off ticket. It could be worth between $20 to $5 million. In Ohio, a program enters residents who get vaccinated against COVID-19 into a lottery for prize money. State Representative Jenna Powell believes it's a huge waste of money. She tells CNN,
you know, we do want to get to herd immunity, and that's incredible. But the bottom line is, my bill and my pushback is, it's a gross misuse of taxpayer dollars to fund a vaccine lottery. And that's what a lot of Ohioans are pushing back on, not whether or not the vaccine works or how many people we want to take the vaccine. The pushback is, it's a gross misuse of taxpayer dollars in our state that could be used for things like the COVID relief fund or small business funding or mental health for children. There's been a lot of issues with children in our state when it comes to shutdowns and closures. So we feel that $5 million could be used more widely in our state.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Vax-a-Million campaign has helped drive an increase in vaccination rates among Ohioans, and it was announced on May 13th. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.